The world has a lot to say. It can be hard to cut through the noise and find great audio when you want it. Clamor makes great audio accessible by organizing everything into 18-second highlights. Clamor gives you a personalized power feed of the best information and entertainment in audio. If you discover something that you love, tap to expand the Clamor into full-length music and podcasts. Best of all, you can share Clamors with friends. You can even make your own Clamors, record from scratch, import, or remix other people's Clamors. Clamor brings you the world's best audio, one bite at a time.
Welcome to chilloverradio.net. Today's show is sponsored by promodj.com, audioboom.com, clamor.com, sbsdesigns.com, Athukar Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC, Open Bar Music, Republic Music, nyc.com, vintagesoulsupply.com, diamondfuse.com, and manhattanscreenprint.com. Enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Hey guys, before you guys embark into our podcast, the Open Bottle Talk here on Chill Lover Radio, we wanted to go ahead and let you guys know, first and foremost, that this show contains adult, and I do mean strong adult situations, dark humor, and above all, vulgar language. If you're a person who has a weak constitution or any of the things that I stated in this warning, please go ahead and turn this off. No hard feelings. And by the way, Frank, yes, is there anything else you want to throw in there?
If you're Sandy, you might want to leave.
Fair enough. Enjoy. Also, you guys have been warned. Hey guys, before we start, real quick, I know at the beginning of the show, Frank, we do have a disclaimer. We just want to just go ahead and start off right off the bat. If, in fact, you... any point of this show, we go left field, and Frank, don't we always?
Always.
We want to let you guys know we're not serious about any of it. We just want to just put that out there. It's just a part of the show, and we apologize in advance if we hurt your feelings or you're like, oh my God, that was horrible. Not only did we do our job, but at least you learned about a beer.
Mm-hmm.
So anything else you want to add on that? Because I'm going to be saying it throughout the whole show.
No, I think that's pretty much it. Just keep in mind, it's an adult show.
All right. And you know what it is? You know what this is exactly like?
What's it like?
And we have Alicia here. Hello, Alicia.
Hi.
This is like what you talk about when you're drinking at the barbecue or when you're at the bar.
Right.
This is the same thing people talk about at the bar. And yes, there are jacked up jokes at the bar. And if you don't like it, leave. I mean, yep. I think that's the best way to say it. So, all right, guys. So, as of right now, what we're doing is we're about to start the show, which we are doing right now.
Sure.
But we want to let everyone know that if you want to participate with us, head over to Periscope. We're actually reading the comments as they're coming in. You can go to Periscope and follow us at OBS Beers, and we'll be able to get you in there and say hello to you if it's a part of what we're doing. We can't bring everybody in, but I mean, I guess in a nutshell, if you want to be a part of the show, get your ass over to OBS Beers on Periscope and get in there and say hello and wave and all that shit. So,
yeah.
All right, guys. So, Alicia, so I don't know. Have you been listening to the show at all?
Not recently.
That's okay. Fuck you. We go way back because all your videos are on obsbeers.com.
Yeah.
So, what we do is before we start the show, we like to find out how everybody's been for the week. And what we'll do is we just play catch up because I only see Frank every Friday.
Okay.
So, we'll go like this. Frank,
hey.
I haven't seen you in a week.
Yeah, that's true.
How's your week been?
My week's been pretty good. We're getting geared up for Christmas time, so only a few more weeks of school left, and I'll be on break. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, so I know for a fact that me and you are not young dudes anymore.
No.
If you can compare Christmas to your childhood, and I mean the whole aesthetics of Christmas, to what you're doing with your kids, is there a huge difference as far as Christmas itself? And let's take family out of it, because of course family's always going to be together.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. I think as an adult, it's more of a pain in the ass.
Okay.
Especially when you
Why are you laughing over there?
Because it's true.
It is
true. You have to make all the magic happen.
Yeah. when you're a kid, you just sit back and you enjoy it.
Right.
When you're grown up, you, like Alicia said, you have to make the match.
Or tell them the fucking truth and children's cures make great wax.
But you're still creating some sort of magic.
I understand. All right. Fair enough.
How you been, Pete?
You know what? I had a fantastic week.
Were you off of work?
No. Everyone knows I hate my day job, but I'll have to discuss with you offline on the great news on my day job.
Okay.
Because I was told by paperwork I can't. Really.
Gotcha.
Okay. But I want to say, as far as what we have done in the past week, we hit Periscope bronze level.
Nice.
And it has jumped us on Periscope threefold. Normally we have like 20, 30 people in the room. Solid. Now we're breaking over 100, 200. A couple of nights ago, we were at 12,000 people stopped in.
I saw that. 12,000
people. Yeah. 12,000, 13,000. Just stopping in and then they leave, but they came back.
Right.
The interaction was really great. And then on chilloverradio.net, we're killing it on Mixcloud.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? We're killing it on Mixcloud. We're like on the top 20 on iTunes on chilloverradio.net several times over. And recently we were 18th, 13th, and 8th on the top trending charts on Mixcloud.com within days of each other.
Yeah.
And then today I was informed two of our episodes are on their top 20 trending charts in comedy.
Wow.
So I thought that was pretty cool. So other than that, everything's been good. And the lady of the evening, Miss Alicia.
Yes.
How have you been since, I haven't seen you in a while, since the last thing you did for us was that cool little calendar.
Yes.
How have you been and how's life treating you?
Life's been pretty good. You know, graduated college, just trying to do the not student life.
How's that working out for you?
It's weird.
What's weird about it?
I've been in school since I was 5, and I'm now 24 and no longer in school.
Are you going to go back?
Maybe.
I think you should. That's okay. No, you got to speak up a little louder. People on Periscope can't hear you.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. That's why we work with everybody. It's all good. All right. So what we got here is today's show, we have a topic. It's four randomness and a beautiful surprise. And I think it would be fair to say the surprise should be dessert.
Yeah.
And but we're going to read off everything right now. We normally do. And Frank, take it away, my good dude.
We're revisiting again Stone Stochasticity Project. This one's called Grainiac. It's a multi-grain ale, dry hopped with Cascade and Centennial. That should be interesting.
And if you guys tune in on us on Periscope, we'll actually show you what the bottles are.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll show that to everybody out there.
From Jolly Pumpkin, this is Bam Beer Farmhouse Ale.
All right. It's all cute with a puppy on it. Yeah.
Shout out to the locals. This one is from Las Vegas. It's Big Dogs Brewing Company Red Hydrant Ale.
Hey, that's one of their main staples, actually.
Yeah, really sure
good,
is.
Really good beer right there. So that's always a good thing.
Revisiting again the Dudes Brewing Company, California IPA.
Ah, California IPA.
California IPA.
Oh, look at them being all wordy, snappy, and shit.
And since you brought this, how about you read this?
This is going to be the Hangar 24 Barrel Roll Pugachev's Cobra. It's the 2014.
Vintage. Vintage. That is awesome.
Can't wait to get it.
You know what? This is a matter of fact, I remember me and Paul, we went down there and picked up some stuff from Hangar 24, and this one was very popular. I believe we bought the last one. They were sold out.
Oh, wow.
And they had just put the cases out that morning, and they were already sold out. So that was really cool. All right, guys. So we'll be right back in just a moment. I'm excited. You guys excited?
Very excited. It's
fantastic.
Yes.
And remember, guys, we're only these are only jokes. All right, guys, we are back. We are live. And right now, Frank, do me a solid.
Yes, sir.
Can you let everybody know what beer we're about to embark on? No pun intended.
I absolutely can. From Las Vegas, Nevada, this is Big Dogs Brewing Company Red Hydrant Ale. It's obviously a red. This is a bomber bottle. It is 5.6%. ABV. It's an English style brown ale. If you want some more information on these guys, it's www.bigdogbrews.com.
And they're I'll tell you what really cool about these guys is they're the most humblest people.
They're good people.
Oh man, they're at their bar's nice. Everything is so good. Man, I can't. I don't want to jump all over their dicks and shit. I don't want to do that. I want to be on their fruits and whatnot. All I know is they make some good stuff.
They do.
And it's always Las Vegas themed or, you know.
You can already smell it.
I was actually upset when one of their buildings on this side of town, they closed it. Mm. There was one not too far from my house, and then they closed it and whatnot. So at this point, guys, I'm actually going on Periscope, showing everybody on Periscope the particular beer. All right, guys, if you guys want, you guys can talk about what it looks like. Anybody go for it.
It looks like a brown ale, even though they're billing it as red. It poured pretty brown. For more of a macro kind of background, think of something like Newcastle, because Newcastle is pretty much the quintessential English brown ale. So that's what kind of style it is. The head is holding up well, considering we poured it, almost 2 minutes ago. It's still nice and thick. It's got pretty decent legs to it. So it's brown, maybe a little bit red.
Okay.
Looking forward to it.
All right, so let's rock and roll. So cheers to the smell, and we'll start off with Alicia. Let's see if you still got it, girl.
Oh, goodness. I don't know if I do anymore. I don't know. I smell something funky.
Okay.
I can't describe it. I want to say feet, but it's not feet.
Okay. All right, a little funky.
I got powder on.
So. All right, Frank, here's what you got right there. She's got funky.
Malty, caramel, biscuit, not a lot of hop presence, and I wouldn't expect it in a brown.
Right.
Creamy, smooth.
Damn.
Those are the words that...
Nothing wrong with that. I'm getting, I might as well just piggyback off everything.
Please,
you know? Metallic. I've got a metallic smell. It smells like a more robust amber or red. I mean, even though it's the red hydrant, most of the time, and you've heard me say it, ambers and reds have a metallic smell. Mm-hmm. And this smells like a really a more aggressive amber or red, a lot more profound smells and everything like that. And man, I'm kind of lost for words. I don't know why, because you took the words out of my mouth, and I don't like that. No, it smells really good, creamy. It's not a boozy fragrance, but it. She's right. There is a little funk to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the funk is kind of off-putting if you weren't able to pick apart what you explained. And it's just everything all at once. You know what I mean? Like, we kind of dive in and we kind of move things out of the way. And then she's like, smells like feet, stripper, and butt cheeks. And those are great things if it's not in a beer, you know. So, guys, let's get down to the taste. Here we go.
Cheers.
And we'll try it again with Alicia on this one. We'll try it again with her. Oh, wow. That's got...
It's got citrusy. I picked up a little bit of berry, some type of berry in there. It's definitely smooth. There's no boozy taste to it at all.
No, nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Frank, what you got on this?
Caramelly, malty, creamy. It's got a tartness to it. I can't place it either. But there is something a little bit tart. It's kind of sharp for a second, and then it evens out. I don't think it's your typical brown.
No.
Because to me, at least, my experience with the brown, it is pretty straight through. It's kind of nutty and malty and creamy and caramelly, and it kind of stays that way the whole time.
Okay.
This, you kind of get hit with that up front, that normal brown profile. Then you get that kind of punch of tart for a second, and then it just kind of wanes out back into the kind of creaminess of it.
Absolutely. Well, Rob, before I do my part, I want to say thank you, everybody, watching us live on Periscope. If you guys are listening to us right now on Open Bottle Talk, head over to Periscope and search OBS Beers. For me, I really enjoyed the fact that it has this sort of sucker punch, this sour sucker punch. And the best way I can describe this whole entire beer is grapefruit peel wrapped over like almost like a nutty flavor, like some like walnuts or something. And then you sprinkle right on top of that some malt, you know what I'm saying, a little bit of malt, and then you dip it in your yeast.
Okay.
And then that's like a whole biscuity fucking crunchy thing that's going on here. I know it sounds weird, but you have that brown malty straightforwardness, as he said, but on the back finish, it's got a real undescribable citrus kick to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the closest I'm going to get to it is just peel, not the meat itself.
Okay.
And it makes it a little dry, and it's like I've been sucking on, and you know, a grapefruit peel a little bit. So,
okay.
All right, so guys, what we're going to do now is we're going to go ahead and rate this 0 to 5. Alicia, what do you got for us and why?
I will give it a solid 3.5. It's a nice, easy drinking. The citrus kind of surprised me a little bit, especially in a brown. Other than that, it wasn't anything super ridiculously extraordinary.
All right. Fair enough. Frank, what you got for everybody?
I'll go just a little bit higher. I'll go 3.7. I agree. with what Alicia said, but I like it. I was expecting it to be just a really straightforward brown ale, and it has that moments, and then, like you said, that sucker punch of tartness or sourness, I think just brings it into another level. So I would say it's above average.
All right. For me, I'm going to go with a 3.5. It's above average. It's unique. It's different, but it doesn't give out that wow factor. And I guess if you were a person who's not into crazy beers, this would be a great way to step your game up a little bit. So with that said, guys, we're going to go ahead and move on to the next beer. We'll see you in a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, before we start, we want to give a huge disclaimer. Even though it says it at the beginning, we did it for the first part. Now we're going to do it right now. We want to let you know that these are all jokes. At the same time, sucks to be you if there's sand in your vagina. Mm-hmm. But again, it's at the beginning that this show is adult humor, fucked up situations, and things can go bad in the name of making you uncomfortable. Beer's what we have in common. What's your beer story? Hey guys, thanks guys for listening to that wonderful, cool little disclaimer. We wanted to let you guys know that we are not fucking around trying to offend the shit out of you. Enjoying beer. Frank, what is next?
From the Dudes Brewing Company, this is called California IPA. It's a California-style India Pale Ale. It's made in Los Angeles County, specifically Torrance, California. This is a pounder can. It is 6.9% ABV. If you'd like to get more information on these guys, it's www.thedudesbrew.com.
I'm going to go ahead and let you open that, my good sir. Somebody on Periscope. I didn't see who said it.
Right.
But somebody on Periscope right now said, first time on this channel. Sweet. How often do we podcast or how often do we broadcast on Periscope?
Well, we broadcast daily.
Every
day. But we podcast once a week. So you get to see it behind the scenes on Periscope. And then it's generally released on a Tuesday.
Absolutely. And also, if you head over to obsbeers.com, and head over to our bulletin board.
There you go.
My glass wasn't empty. Sorry, guys. head over to obsbeers.com. Head over to the bulletin board. We do have show times when we're actually on Periscope and when we're recording our show, Open Bottle Talk, for chilloverradio.net.
There you go.
There it is. It was weird, wasn't it? All right, guys, ladies and gentlemen. So let me. So we're gonna set it up a little different, right? Really, really,
sure.
Really. All right.
You mean like turn your head and cough?
Yeah.
Oh my.
That's a pussy pop right there.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. We got here. Who's that right there? Chico 319. Did you say first time?
Yep.
Okay. First time. Welcome. So how do you guys feel about the display that they put on that can? How is that artwork on that can? Would this can be something that you would pick up? If you guys would kind of describe it. We're not going to talk about the beer. We can always, here's the thing, guys. You can always talk about beer. And unfortunately, you're only going to say the same thing several times over. So
it's kind of like an old school kind of tourist map. It's not telling you like the names of places, but it gives you
monuments.
Yeah, and pictures of it. Like you can see the Golden Gate Bridge, so I'm guessing that's supposed to be San Francisco.
Right.
I can see what looks like the Capitol building, so I'm going to guess that is Sacramento. Ooh.
It
shows you where the dudes are, where LAX is, and that there's farm country in California.
Are you some sort of teacher?
Sometimes.
Ooh.
So yeah, it's pretty cool. And there's a cow skull for Death Valley.
Ain't that awesome? That's cool.
Yeah, it is pretty neat.
I like it. All right, so here we go, guys. We're going to get down to the smell. Thank you very much, Professor Frank.
Anytime.
Cheers to all that goodness right there. Cheers to you over there. But we'll start off with Frank. We'll start off with you, Frank. Good Lord, that's stanking me good.
Yeah, it comes across really stanky. It smells bitter, but then there's a sweetness behind it. And it's interesting because a lot of times you get just bitter or just sweet, usually not a combination. Or if it's a combination, it's really mellow and they blend well together.
Right.
These are like, they're competing. So the bitterness and the sweetness are really fighting each other.
Nice.
So it's going to be interesting.
All right. What about you over there, young lady?
I'm definitely getting orange peel. And it has that funk. And I think it's probably the competing bitter that I'm not catching in my nostrils.
All right. That's a big word on the show. First time anyone ever used the word nostrils. That's hot. Boner's out for you, baby girl. Okay, so for me, straight up Funky Town chicken, baby. I'm talking, it's got that twang, it's got biscuit, and then of course on the back end, it's not only a citrus fragrance, it's got a floral nectar, like a dew smell, or like if you put too much, it smells like sugar water, like nectar water that you're giving to like hummingbirds.
Yeah.
On that back finish, it smells like nectar and
like fresh cut flowers.
It's got a botanical smell. It's very earthy and it smells heavy as shit. Like, it's a very thick fragrance, and I swear to you guys, I'm envisioning the plant getting chopped up. Like, they just, you go ahead, throw them roots in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, put the sticks in there. It's very aggressive to the nose. At the same time, it's dainty. It's kind of like me. I look aggressive,
right.
But I'm dainty.
But you're fragile.
You're dainty?
I'm hella dainty, girl.
If you're dainty, man. I'm tiny.
It's not me you have to worry about. It's the rape. All right, so there's that, guys. We're going to go ahead and, guys, as we said, there's a disclaimer. All right, guys, so let's go ahead and cheers to the taste. And we'll start off with the Frank on this, because Frank is really pleased with that smell.
Yeah, it's good and bitter. Not palate wrecking. Hang time's pretty good. Starts out bitter, goes into a really nice sweetness. Citrusy, like tangerine, maybe. It's definitely like California citrus or Florida citrus, not tropical. So I'm thinking tangerine, which yields for a nice bitter finish, but not palate wrecking.
No, not at all. Alicia, how about you?
I'm definitely getting like lemon and orange peel in there, which is kind of what's making the bitter for me towards the end. It's definitely a smooth IPA, though. It's not something that would scare me away if I wanted to continue drinking.
There's a gentleman on Periscope right now that said, Frank, shut up, pipe down, and sit down. Did you saw that?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Awesome. We didn't know who that was because that person was non-important, but I thought the comment was awesome. For me, guys, you guys are pretty much spot on. For me, I've got the drying aspect of straight hops, but it's not palate wrecking. It also has a creamy texture, and I'm going to guess maybe grapefruit, orange, maybe some tangerine. Like when you peel it and you keep the white part, the pith in there, and you just blend it out. It's all smooth and it's extremely aggressive, but Frank said it best. It's not a palate wrecker, which means you can move on to another beer. Other than that, I like it. Now, you guys know me, I don't like IPAs, and this isn't a double at all, is it?
No.
Okay. I rather enjoy this. It's very peaceful. I think this is a really good, like, a good six-pack. Well, nowadays, it's a lot of four-packs now.
Yeah.
I think it's really good ice cold. I think this would be a really good ice cold product.
How's the finish on it, you think?
The finish on this is not as drying as how it grabs the front of your mouth, and it, like, pulls it together in the front, like, tongue-in-cheek style.
Mm.
The finish, actually, this is why I was explaining that creamy texture of the pith and the citrus, that texture, it's very soft and delicate, but it's like you said, it's not aggressive, except right at the beginning, the back finish is straight up like a creamy tangerine or a orange and grapefruit ruby red. It's right in there, no lemon or lime, but it goes down real smooth. It doesn't make you like, you're like,
ugh. I got a really bitter finish.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not unpleasant.
Okay.
But it is like I bit into citrus peel.
Yeah, like you decide, you know what, fuck this orange. I'm going to fuck this orange up. I'm hungry, dude. You know?
Right.
You just got to bite into it. All right, so here we go. Frank, what you got? 0 to 5, my brother.
I'll give it a 4. I think it's well above average. Dudes makes great, great beer. Very pleased with what I've had so far.
Matter of fact, Sin the House said, someone's body language, he didn't really say, says that this beer is unpleasant. Anybody getting that right now?
No, I don't think it's unpleasant at all.
No, no.
So let me finish my grade, please.
Sorry, I was just live on Periscope. Yeah. Sorry.
No, okay. Anyway. So I think it's above average. I like the creaminess to it. Like he said, it is delicate. And I really like the bitter finish, surprisingly.
Nice. Alicia.
I'm going to give it a 4.0 as well. It's actually a very nice IPA. Like I said, it doesn't scare me away from wanting to continue drinking it. A lot of IPAs I have to have a super citrusy or super fruity in order to enjoy them. This is one that isn't overly fruity for me to enjoy. So.
Okay. It would be good. This would be a good introduction IPA.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. For me, guys, I'm going high. I'm going a 4.7. And the reason why is, you guys know me, IPAs, and the reason why I don't like IPAs is a lot of them run the same flavor profile.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, I like them aggressive. This is like, it's like an IPA that's done some push-ups, went to the gym a little bit and quit its membership.
Yeah.
So it's strong enough to be, remembered, but it doesn't hang in there. It's not a palate wrecker. And just for the ABV, I wish all IPAs taste like this. I wish they were. This is a balanced beer. It's aggressive and soft at the same time.
Right.
So I give it a whatever the hell I just said.
4.7.
Yeah, I'm drunk already.
All right.
Yeah. No, I'm not. But thanks for helping me out with that.
No problem.
That's the last time I ever smoked crack.
Pretty good for a 6.9% ABV.
There it is. No, it's really impressive. Yep. All jokes aside, if you guys ever get a chance to try the Dudes in California, please. Everything that they make is so far that we've experienced beyond phenomenal. It's above expectations. And for me to rant and rave and say how delicious a regular IPA is, it has some merit, I think, in what we do.
Sure.
This is a really, really good beer. All right, guys, we'll be right back in just a moment. Hey guys, we're back, and want to go ahead and take this moment and just drop a little knowledge on you guys about IPAs and IBUs. IBUs stand for International Bitter Units. That's how aggressive or drying or plant-like it's going to taste. The bigger the number, the more aggressive. Now, there's a couple of problems with this, but Frank, what'd you call them? What are the people that like?
Oh, hopheads.
Okay, so the hopheads, the bigger the number, the more they're into it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here's the problem.
They get chubs on that.
Oh, big chubs. Now, here's the problem. If your IBU number is high and your malt profile is right next to it, it's going to be a washout. That's the problem. Is that if you're, because see, in the world of beer, malt produces your sweet and hops or the IBU section produces the bitter. So if you have a beer that says it's 50 IBUs, and the measurement on the malt was 50, it's going to be a washed out beer. It's not even going to be aggressive. So I just wanted to kind of put that out there. Somebody on Periscope was asking about it. And I don't, and the only bad part about it is, guys, if you're a hophead and you're looking for that IBU, and let's say you find a beer with, I don't know, 30 IBUs, and their malt presence is non-existent, that's going to be aggressive. So don't let the IBUs have you not finding the next perfect IPA.
Yeah.
We've had, Frank, on our show, we've had beers with low IBUs, and they were, what the fuck? It was like, yeah. Oh, this is a pellet record. We had to go eat pretzels and go cry and go on the Catholic fucking confession and go tell our sins. And then we've had some that were like 110 or 99 plus, and we like, wow. It was too sweet.
Yeah.
So always remember, guys, just go get a beer. Don't worry about the logistics. Just open a beer and have your experience. So, yeah, I just wanted to get that out the way, guys.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. Hope you're enjoying so far. Don't forget, don't fast forward through the disclaimer at the beginning of the show. That's all I'm going to say. So here's our next beer. Would you like to read it?
Sure.
Yes, please. Thank you.
It is from Jolly Pumpkin. It is their Bam Beer Farmhouse Ale. It is 4.5 ABV, and it's got a cute puppy on the label.
Nice. It's also bottle conditioned.
What does that mean?
What that means is that it's still fermenting when they put it into the bottle. So they don't. Most breweries will use something called a brine tank.
Okay.
And they put the beer into the brine tank, and that's where they actually force carbonate it. So they actually inject CO2 into it.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, what they're doing is they're bottling it with sugar and then capping it.
So that it ferments.
Exactly.
Got it.
Exactly. So that's pretty neat.
Today, guys.
Ooh, girl.
So if you want some more information on these guys, it's www.jollypumpkin.com. Remember, just because it's Jolly Pumpkin doesn't mean it's going to be a pumpkin ale.
No, yeah. It is not. That's just the name of the brewery, actually.
Yes.
These guys make some serious beers.
They do.
Big, bold beers. And I hope this actually has puppy in it. Because there's a dog in it. A Spud McKenzie, if you will. Do you think that's a pit bull or a terrier? Ha, trick question. Pit bulls are terriers.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get you guys all squared away. Oh, wow. That's.
Oh, my God.
That is beautiful. Oh, it's foamy, but.
Poured almost clear.
Yeah, it did. It's. That's weird.
Like a champagne.
Champagne?
Well, it's a farmhouse ale. At least that's what's on the bottle.
Wow.
If you look it up, it's coming up as a blonde ale.
Right.
it bubbles like a champagne.
Yeah. It's aggressive, guys. The visual on this, it's aggressive like a champagne. It's pretty intense.
But it pours like Pinot Grigio almost.
Yeah.
But then when it settles into the glass, it's got a little more yellow to it.
Lots of bubbles.
Lots of bubbles, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of...
Carbonation's pretty weak.
I think, unfortunately, when we were pouring it just now, the heads are pretty big, and yeah. It kept building on itself, and, like, I haven't stopped pouring for it to not get out of the cup and shit,
it so... It like it has a fountain
of... Oh, yeah, we're actually using our...
Delirium.
Delirium-sponsored glasses, and a lot of these snifters, they etch their logo at the bottom of the stem.
So it causes...
And that creates so basically the beer is constantly swirling the whole time. So every time you drink it, it's fresh, fresh, fresh. So all right, guys, we're gonna go ahead and move right into the putting it our nose all up in it. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. Alicia, okay. I'll go first. Fuck the bullshit. Ladies and gentlemen, this particular beer, the fragrance Pinot Grigio. Guys, did you hear what I said? This beer smells like Pinot Grigio. It smells like a wine. It does not come off like a sour or a cider. It doesn't even come off like mead. This beer smells like Pinot Grigio off the top. It even has a couple of like wood notes that I'm getting out of this. I'm getting some wood notes. That's just me. I'm getting some nice forest fruit going on. And I mean, forest fruits to me are like raspberries, apples, you know, the stuff that grow in the forest. You know what I'm saying? A little pears in there. Because
yeah.
If I said tropical, people think oranges, pineapples, you know, women, hula hoops and things like that. So no, it smells more like a wine. It's not coming off like a beer to me.
Yeah, I agree. It does have some characteristics of wine in the aroma, but I'm also thinking cider.
You're getting the cider.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely...
I'm not getting enough apple for cider.
Well, I'm thinking more of a perry.
Okay. What's a perry, Frank?
A perry is a cider that is made with a blend of apples and pears.
Say it again.
Apples and pears. I got that right? You know I'm not a cider guy.
Oh, perries are just pears.
Pear cider.
Yeah, it's just pear cider. That's it. A perry is a cider made with pear. That's it.
But it smells more saisonish than blonde ale, sure.
Yeah, it's rather impressive. It's confusing to a lot of people. So that's why I threw out what I said. To me, it doesn't smell like a sour,
yeah.
A mead, or a cider. You're saying it comes off wine. Well, we agree so far, the two of us, there's a wine fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get cider on top of that. And Alicia, what are your descriptions and takes on the fragrance of this beer with your nostrils?
Well, I do agree it does get that wine-ish. But what I'm smelling is, like, as a kid, I used to get little packets of lime-flavored salt.
Okay.
And that's what I'm smelling.
Oh, wow.
It's, like, tickling my nostrils. I get this, like, citrusy, nostrils. Like... I'm sorry. I say nose for outside and nostril for inside.
They don't work.
No, and I'm getting this, like, almost, like, salty-ish, like,
yeah.
Citrusy scent to it.
I can smell a little... You're right, limon or something like that. Wasn't it limon?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to get down to the taste. Here we go, guys. And Frank, let's see if I don't interrupt you.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just take over right now.
So anyways.
Yeah, right. I hear you, brother. Go ahead. No, it's fine. Go.
Hey, guys, I actually taste that salt lime stuff that I was talking about.
Nice.
Continue.
It definitely, it's nice and smooth. I get a little bit of that almost Pinot Grigio taste to it even. So it's really light. I'd almost feel like this is a cider over a beer.
Frank, I don't know if you would agree with me. This is like a really soft, dainty sour. It's got a twang to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not it's like an almost, okay, it's going to sound weird. Well, actually, he's going back in, so somebody likes it. Frank went back in for a second. He normally doesn't do that. I want to say it's like an off-putting cider, but it's like a low-grade sour. But overall experience, I'm getting Pinot Grigio.
Yep.
It's very wine-esque, and she's right. That lemon salt kickback is there, and that's what I'm thinking of. And it's a little gritty. If you guys rub your teeth together, it's got that little grit. That's why I said I smell a little bit of barrel in it, like a little wood, something that how they did this. I'm still getting a barrel taste out of this, but it doesn't taste like a beer. It really
get it with the head on.
That has more grapefruit notes now. I'm getting grapefruit and lemon notes. I can at least say that we all can at least say there's lemon going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lots of
what about lemongrass? It's earthy a little bit.
It is.
Maybe that's the point. Maybe there is no wood in it. Maybe there's
earthy notes,
and I'm going to go lemongrass. I'm going to go with lemongrass on this. Okay. I think it's phenomenal. Everyone else, go.
I got something a little bit different than you guys. To me, it comes across more of a goza.
You're right, yeah.
So it's not sour, but it's tart, and I agree with the saltiness. There's there's a saltiness to it, and that's why I'm thinking it presents more as a goza than a saison.
You got me there, man. My whole mind was stuck on the wine fragrance, and then I just rolled with it. You're right. Damn, I'm glad you own this. You know what? You just take over the show, bud.
Welcome to the Frank Show. It's light and it's crisp and it's got a sour punch to it, but that kind of why it wanes out. It's not the hang time on that sourness is not big. So to me, it's more tart. Plus, it is a little bit salty, and that's why I thought it goes up. But this has got to be, I don't know why they call it a blonde ale. It's definitely a saison.
Yeah, it's. I like it. You know what it probably is? The way that they brewed it and the ingredients that they use?
God damn, that's good.
maybe they the way they made it, it came, that's the ingredients that they chose for that style. Mm. But depending on their cooking process and how they do things, I believe it just changed chemically in the fermentation. It's bottle condition.
It could be part of the bottle condition.
Yeah, so which can also lead to saying if they didn't do an even enough ratio on each bottle could easily be different.
Right.
And I think that's a pretty cool thing. All right, Alicia, what do you got on the grade, girl?
By the way,
girl, you know we're on Untappd, right?
Yes, sir.
Do you know our name on Untappd?
Beers,
I just wanted to throw that out there. Somebody on Periscope was saying, do we have an Untappd?
Of course we do. This whole show is based on Untappd.
That is correct. All right, go ahead, girl. Sorry, I had to do the shameless plug.
I'm actually going to give it a 4.2. It's surprising for a farmhouse ale. It's nice and smooth. It's easy drinking. It's very complex, seeing as we can't quite peg what the flavors are. There's more than...
Oh, you can't say peg on the show. You can't say peg on the show. Peg has been stricken from the whole entire entity of OBS Beers.
Why is that?
Do you not know what pegging is?
I do.
Could you explain to the audience what is pegging from a lady's point of view?
When a woman
and
wears
be real detailable.
No,
about it.
I don't do detail. I just straightforward. A woman wears a strap on and fucks her man in the ass.
Yeah, so we can't do that. we can't say that. We'll get bleeped out for sure.
Sorry, folks.
Yeah, guys. Disclaimer. All right, so continue your thing, girl. I just had to make sure everyone knew what that was.
4.2. It's definitely, it's a strong, it's not exactly blonde. It's a farmhouse ale. It's got a lot of different flavors to it, and I really enjoyed it. So.
Fair enough. All right, Frank, how do you feel about this? You know what it almost feels like? We kind of, remember that time we were doing Tonopah?
Yeah.
And everything was confusing?
It was almost labeled.
And it was like really bad?
Yeah.
Compared to that time to this time, don't you wish it was like this?
Yeah, I mean, I was expecting it to be kind of like this because it's built as a farmhouse ale. And Jolly Pumpkin doesn't fool around. They make some absolutely stunning, stunning beer. And I think this is one of them. I would love to be able to get more of this. We must have got this from somebody.
Nope.
You got it here?
Yes, you can buy Jolly Pumpkin in Las Vegas.
In Vegas, that's
awesome. Yes, you can. Look at you. I think you really fell in love with it.
Yeah, this is probably one of my favorite beers of all
damn,
time.
Damn, dicks out for so, the beer.
5. And you know how I hate
whoa,
to give
whoa,
five.
I'm sorry, could you back up player?
No, I don't need to back up. I'm giving it a 5. I think this is fantastic. That tart punch and the saltiness and it's light. You could hang out and drink this all night. In fact, I'm going to.
So you're saying at the end of the show
mine.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll make you a deal. Mm-hmm. I will give you that beer at the end of the show.
Right.
If you don't touch that Hangar 24 at the end of the show.
Oh, I can't make that promise.
Well, I'm just saying at the end, you know, when we're all done.
I still can't make a promise.
You can't put a claim. Okay, no, okay. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. Matter of fact, let's just do it a little better.
Yeah.
Let's do it a little better. Since you love this beer so much, and you know me, I call the bottoms. You can have the entire beer, but I want the bottom of the beer. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want the bottom.
Why
save me
the
enough.
Bottom?
Oh, the reason.
That's
where all the gunk is, okay. The yeast, the full body, the everything that encompasses the beer settles. And I've learned that if you truly want to experience the beer, usually they tell you on instructions on these, there's some 750 ml bottles, the 22 ounce bottle, the bombers. Yeah. They will tell you pour half the contents out, swirl, finish pouring. Yeah. And the reason being is all of the essence of the beer is at the bottom. Huh. Sometimes it's a little too chalky, a little too gunky, a little too much, but that's my shit. So, right. And he's right. I am a bottom boy in the world of beer, ladies and gentlemen.
In the world.
And matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen.
That's why we're not allowed to say peg.
In a world where one man whose sexuality has nothing to do with him being a bottle boy. Or no, a bottom boy. Bottle boy, bottom boy.
Right.
It's a guy who just likes the yeast at the bottom of the beer.
I'm sure you
guys, know. I'm going with a 5 as well. It is very impressive. It's confusing as shit, but in a great way. It's almost like, and you'll like this analogy, it's like, I'm overseas. I go to the Philippines. I've had a great night. She's hot. You assume she's a lady boy. You get her to the room. And you're still thinking. And then all of a sudden, it's a vagina. So it's like, yes. And it was different because she used to be a boy. So it's different. It's not what you expected. But visually and, you know, it's wonderful. You know what I mean? Never happened to me. I'm just good at painting pictures. I've had kids.
Right.
So this thing from the roller coaster ride of the smell coming off like wine all the way down to, I like your analogy. I'm going to take it. The goza. To the sour punch, the sheer fact that you gave it a 5, my dude. Those things are rare on this show.
I hate giving 5s.
And the fact that you literally claimed a beer for the first time ever, mine. Guys, it's a 5. Just to watch people on the show, or you guys are listening and watching on Periscope Live, it's very hard to get Frank to really, really take off with a beer. And for you to give something a 5, which I think you've done it 3 times. I think about 3 times. Less than 20.
Once I really got into rating beer as opposed to when I first started, yeah.
Yeah, so you give it out lovingly. So, guys, I really want to say thank you to Key for picking up this beer.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thanks to Jolly Pumpkin for making it.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Fucking
you.
Great.
It, would this be one of those beers you would drink for the rest of your life?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. Good ear. Alicia, you got anything to add on before we get out of here to move on to the next beer?
It has puppies.
It does have puppies. Everyone loves puppies. All right, guys, we'll be back after this commercial.
We'll be right back after this.
Hey, Alicia, how are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, good. I got a question for you.
Okay.
So, the guy you're with, he wants you to lick his taint.
Okay.
So, you know, but you got to get yourself in the mood for that, right?
I mean, I suppose.
One would hope so. So, let's think about this. You really need to pick out a good beer, right?
Sure.
Because you got to drink a beer before you're going to lick some guy's taint. So, where are you going to figure out what beer goes for taint lick?
I'm going to go to obsbeers.com and hope to God they can give me one that isn't going to give me a sandy vagina.
That is a wonderful idea. So if we go to obsbeers.com, you might find reviews that will help you get the courage up to lick some guy's taint.
Very possibly, yes.
Excellent. Check us out at obsbeers.com.
Real quick, you two. What the fuck just happened?
Welcome back.
Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get you guys going, one again, I like what Frank said. Hope you guys don't fast forward against that disclaimer.
Because you need it.
Yeah. Taints and shit. All right, Frank, what are we doing next, my brother?
From Stone, this is the Stokasity Project Grainiac. It's a multi-grain ale, dry hop with Cascade and Centennial. We got a bomber bottle here. This is 8.5% ABV. If you like some more information on these guys, you can go to stone.com and type in Stokasity after it, but you could also just go to www.stokasity.com, StokasityCity.com.
Fair enough. Somebody on Periscope just now, I couldn't catch the name, it went by quick, but I caught the comment, said we don't pour out all the beer.
No.
If you want to explain to them why I go ahead and pop this open and everything?
Really, we're just sampling, and we only need to have a taste of it. to get the flavors and the nuances and hopefully what the brewmaster was after. So even though we've got, 22-ounce bottles going, we don't finish them right here and right now. If you happen to be watching us on Periscope while we're doing the podcast, which is the live streaming service Periscope, after the show, we do an after show. We call it Shenanigans, and we will finish every single beer that we have here. And just talk in basic tomfoolery.
Absolutely. We basically truly only need roughly 3 ounces to do our job.
Just to taste.
And the cool part about it is if somebody's new to the show and they're sitting with us on either the podcast, Periscope, or obsbeers.com, if they don't like it, it's not really a waste, especially if I love it and Alicia hates the beer. We're not really wasting it because I'm like, good, I'll drink the rest of it versus splitting the whole entire stuff and then it's just a waste. Now you got half a beer you don't want to drink after because someone licks taints. You know, so
I'm really sorry.
No. We love you for it because guess what you're going to have to do at the end of this? Remember the compensation?
Oh.
Taint.
I thought the compensation was the beer.
Fair enough. All right. So let's talk about this label because I know last episode we did a Still Cassidy, your father's smelt of elderberries.
Yeah.
And remember I was telling you about how the label, the face kind of shows?
Right.
This was the predominant one.
Okay.
It's got the gargoyle space laid out with the design of its face is laid out by the seeds or the grains. The grain. Sorry about that.
Yeah, the last one was all the berries.
Yep, all the berries, and it made the face very faint, and this one is very predominant. What are we looking at?
I'm trying to figure out what was supposed to be behind the Grainiac.
Uh-oh.
Because the Grainiac is like a sticker that's over another word.
Well, let's find
I see what it is.
Oh, yeah, what is it?
Colon blow.
That's right.
Colon blow?
Yes. Wow. Somebody's excited. She's like, taints and taints.
It's colon blow.
Holy shit. That's sorry for hurting your guys' ear. Yeah, colon blow. Yeah.
How about you guys go get a colonoscopy and then you can drink this?
No way. Let's get our colon blown out, guys. So what we're going to do is we're going to get down to the smell. And we're going to start off with the lady of the house, Miss Alicia. What do you got on that fragrance, if you don't mind? Yeah. Put your nose in it, girl.
Oh, I smell spicy.
It's spicy to you?
Mm-hmm. I smell some kind of like peppery, spicy, something.
It's aggressive. That fragrance, that colon blow out your nose. Man.
I don't want to think about a colon, so somebody else take this.
Caramelly, buttery, maybe a little spicy. I'm not getting the spice like you guys seem
to. Oh, I'm getting more of the booze hit, and I'm getting it like a very faint earth tone of clove.
Okay.
Like a it's there.
Like a pumpkin spice almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I say spicy, that's kind of like spices, something.
It smells like squash.
Okay.
It smells like squash with salt and pepper on it.
I've never had squash.
But it smells like barley.
Yeah.
It smells like straight up barley. Like just the grain itself. It smells like straight up barley or a very wet rye piece of bread.
Yeah.
So it's grainy as shit. I'll tell you that right now. Grainiac, it's actually rather intimidating, to be honest with you. The fragrance is really strong. It's drying. It's a powerful grain smell, whether it's whatever the fuck I just said with the rye and the bready smell. It's pretty aggressive. Got you by the balls. So, you guys ready?
Yeah, let's drink it.
All right, let's do it. Click over there for you.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like a rye barley wine.
Mm-hmm.
Like a rye barley wine, super drying. That finish is, it's liquid refreshing, but it's got like burnt caramel. Like everything's burnt, like burnt coffee, burnt. It's okay, smoky, but it's a lot. It's like Smokey the Bear is like, I've had it, like lit a tree on fire. Like it's got a, you're right. It's like it's an aggressive smoke. Burnt toffee, burnt chocolate.
Burnt hops.
Yeah, it's like, it almost feels like it was over-roasted a little bit.
Okay.
Like, you ever had a coffee that was a little over-roasted in the pot? Yeah. It's got that.
Starbucks every time.
Starbucks like it? All right, fair enough. It's almost like a, like almost it's about to burn boil taste to it. It's pretty aggressive to me, so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Starbucks comment is all mine. And to me, when I drink Starbucks coffee, for some reason, I always feel like it's over-roasted. I'm not sure I'm getting too much over roast on this. It's super, super malty.
Yeah.
Super malty. And to me, sweet, creamy, bitter as hell. And I mean, Stone, they're known for.
They ain't no pussy beers coming out their camp.
They are known for bitter, bitter beer. But this is nice. It's reminds me of a brown ale again.
Okay.
But paired with Southern Charred.
Nah, I'm gonna have to finally say I disagree. But I mean, you're right. You're right. But I can't compare it to the Southern Charred. I can't. I just think
it's got similar notes to it.
Negative. This motherfucker is burnt. It's burnt. You know what, tiebreaker? Let's show what you got.
It tastes like bread.
Okay.
Like I can't. It's strange to me. It's definitely not something I would pick up personally.
Yeah.
I can't pinpoint since I'm not allowed to say other words.
Exactly. No, no, you can say whatever you want.
I was accused of not being able to say pegged.
No, that was different.
Peg. You did it again?
Yeah.
Wow.
If I am licking taints, I am going to get you.
Wow. All right, so go ahead. Say it.
She feels strong.
Fuck. She's a colon blaster. So what do you got, girl? Come on, let them have it. Tell the truth.
I'm getting, like, I mean, you guys pretty much said it. Burnt something. Burnt caramel. There's something citrusy in there that tastes burnt.
Okay.
I don't know why I keep getting citrus and everything, but I just kind of, there's something, meh.
Okay.
There's something tart there.
It's a very aggressive beer. Yeah. The flavor profile overall is, he's right, it is extremely sweet. And then I'm right, it's roasted.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, something's a little burnt. And overall, we're kind of, normally we don't read the bottle, but there's like 800 different malt varieties in here, and then there's four hop varieties, and the one that stands out for me in the hop variety is the one that I'm probably tasting more earthy than the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you pointed out what the malt varieties were, the main one had to be the buckwheat one, and that one's a little aggressive, but overall, guys, this is not for a beginner.
No.
It's extremely aggressive. For those that can't handle it, that's why I said earlier, I was like, wow, it's like a rye barley wine.
Yep.
So it's boozy. It's a grown adult feel for it. This is definitely a room temperature beer. I wouldn't drink this ice cold because you're going to get sick. I think this is like a gut rot ice cold because if you suck it down,
you suck it down. You're going to be sick later.
You'd be like, oh my God, what did I drink? Well, thanks, colon blaster, and it's going to blow it out.
Colon blow.
I like to say a grown man beer. Rock glass, brandy snifter, share with like everybody, and everybody just have like 4 ounces a piece. And you just sit and, you know, watch porn or something. Just everyone watch Alyssa Lake Taint.
Right.
So, all right, guys, I just wanted to kind of verify and connect with you guys on that. We're on the same kind of page on this. All right, Frank, what do you got on the grade, brother?
I'm going to go 4.6.
Mm-hmm.
Well above average. I think they did what they were setting out to do, was just to put something out kind of weird and strange. I mean, Stone to me is weird and strange anyway. But this is an extra special weird strange.
Yeah.
Hammered with different malts, and then more hammered with all the hop varieties that they got going on in it, and dry hopped and all that. It's special. And that's why it's part of the Stochasticity project.
Absolutely. I want to kind of just touch bases with on top of this.
Please.
Out of all the Stone beers, a lot of their big bombers and their specialties are killing it, like Southern Charred.
Right.
The Stochasticity series. I'm not a huge fan of their Enjoy Buys because, you know, remember the owner of Stone, he wants you to drink the beers now.
Right.
He doesn't. He's really, I mean, maybe over time he's grown, but when he first was out there, he's against aging. He's like, no, the beer needs to be enjoyed now. It's going to lose its finer qualities, but we know better.
Well, I think something like an Enjoy By is made to drink now. It's it's not brewed to age, and there are beers out there that are brewed to age. This one might be brewed to age a little bit more, but the Enjoy Bys in the regular IPA is definitely, it's go to the store, buy the cold six pack, and drink it tonight.
All right, Miss Alicia, my dear, how do you feel about this beer?
You know, it's very complex. It's been a while since I've had a very malty, hoppy weird, strange beer. So I'm going to give it a 4.0.
Nice.
It's definitely not an average beer. It's definitely way above average. Not for the faint of heart.
Yeah, that's
do
definitely
not jump
beer.
Into a beer like this no. if you do not like big, bold beer, anything.
I think that's perfect. I think saying it's a big, bold beer is perfect.
Absolutely. You nailed it, girl. You take over the show now.
No, I'm good. I don't
want to. Did I grade it?
Nope.
No.
Oh, shit. You guys pretty much have stolen the show today. Complex, bold, and I'm impressed with it. And you know me, I like aggression, and it needs to be flavorful. I'm going to 4.8 on this. Stone, recently we've been doing some stones that were just, okay, they're just doing, yeah. making the beer. They're just, here's our beer. Stone's got great recognition. Then we get pulled right back into these guys with such a great, complex beer that is just stupidly good. And I'm not going to claim it at the end of the show. I'm just going to share it with you guys.
Sure.
All right, guys. We'll be right back with dessert. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for dessert. We are looking forward to this. And right now, we're going to let Alicia tell you all about this beer. Here we go.
So we have the Hangar 24 Barrel Roll Number 3, Pugachev's Cobra. This is from 2014, and it has an 18.9% ABV.
Oh, my.
Oh. Let me pop that open, girl. Oh, where are they located, and where can people find these guys?
If you want more information on these guys, it is Hangar24Brewery.com. Put the www. In front of it, and it is bottled by Hangar 24 out of Redlands, California.
Yeah, cool fun fact, their brewery is in an old hangar.
Awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they're over by an airstrip area. Run in Redlands, and I hear they're opening up a brewery here in Vegas.
That would be
nice.
So right now I'm actually removing it from the Frank. It's a metal thing and a cork
it's
and
a cage like champagne.
And why would you need that?
Because it's so pressurized that, and it's not a bottle cap; it's an actual cork like a champagne bottle. And in order to keep the cork in the bottle, they cage it because the carbon dioxide is just wicked. And desperately trying to get out as Key slowly, slowly undoes it.
We've been shaking the shit out of this beer, and we have been around. You've seen it on the show.
Wasn't it Moa?
Yeah, Moa. We're just passing it around, and we move out of the cage. And me and Big Robert talking. I said, two black dudes said, oh, shit. We almost messed all pants.
Oh, when I exploded the bottom tins, I forgot about the widget.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, you guys can describe what you guys are looking at just from here.
Oh, it's pouring.
Can't see, there's two men in the way.
It's pouring just dark.
Stupid black.
You cannot dang. See through it.
Oh,
wow.
Go ahead. Let's talk about this beer. I'm over here putting it to my lips and shit. Oh, my goodness. We're going to show everybody on Periscope right now. Frank and Alicia, you guys talk about that visual while I show everyone on Periscope. Follow us on OBS Beers. And let me show these guys. Let me show them the bottom.
It's black. It's got nice. The head's kind of disappeared. That's okay, though. It's blacker than black coffee.
Yeah.
Kind of the way I like it.
Your guys or the coffee?
Coffee.
There you go. It's like extra dark stout.
Uh-huh.
Really, really dark. The head comes out, not white.
But caramely.
Yeah, almost red.
Mm-hmm.
Like, almost like a blood red. Legs on it are fantastic.
What are legs?
Legs are, it's the residual alcohol when you kind of swirl your glass around. You see it in wine a lot, but you also see it in high ABV beer. And it's the residual alcohol that's left on the side of the glass that kind of just trickles and trails down. The higher ABV, the more legs you're going to have. So if you try, what I'm doing right now is I'm just tilting my glass back and forth. And if you did this with a Budweiser, nothing basically would appear. For this beer though, it's just continually running down the side.
For those that are still not able to follow what he's putting down, the best visual that we can give you is if you ever had cough syrup in that little plastic cup, when you drink it and knock it back, that residual liquid that's still falling down, That is quintessentially the legs.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys, let's get down to the smell, and let's do this. I'm extremely excited. Cheers, motherfuckers.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Why can't fucking everything smell like this shit? Oh, my God. Who's that right there? Sandy Chandy from Periscope said, what a serious scope. Well, this is a serious smell, Sandy Chandy. Thank you for your comment, right?
What do you got, Alicia?
I'm getting caramels. I'm getting chocolate. I'm getting coffee. You can smell the booze in there, which is what kind of scares me. You get that little bit of ethanol burn in your nose. But yeah, I'm excited.
All right, Frank, what you got on that fragrance, my dude? No, that's good. You did a good job, Alicia.
I think everything that she said is spot on. I'm getting a lot of bourbon. I'm getting a lot of barrel. Smoky, oaky, and boozy as hell. but not like an alcohol, straight alcohol burn, but just nice, easy bourbon.
Fair enough. Ladies and gentlemen, for me, you guys are all right. I'm getting dark fruits. I'm definitely getting your raisins, your plums. Not plums, I'm sorry. Raisins, prunes, and figs. A little bit of dates. I'm getting that barrel smell, that wet wood, or if you guys don't know what a wet wood, like the popsicle sticks.
Wet wood, it's my favorite kind of wood.
We know that, taint liquor. it's aggressive enough to kind of get the fumes going, but it's soft enough that you're like, yes, this isn't going to hurt me. I think the other profiles out of this, that coffee, the chocolate, I think everything's covering it. I think it's like, okay, I'm here. I'm like under your bed. Like that 18% and some change is under the bed.
Yep.
It's like, oh yeah, get in your bed. Oh, ooh, get your feet up in there. And we're about to find out if it's going to jump out and get you. You can hide under your...
It's called barrel roll.
Let's do it. There we go. Cheers over there, sucker. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to knock over shit. Oh, my God. Oh, this is, ladies and gentlemen, right now, this is a lot better than the electoral presidency that was chosen. Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, right now, this is one of the most delicious beers. I'm giving it a 5 right now on the show. It is stupid thick. It is smoky, chocolate. It's like a brownie was soaked in whiskey, then rolled in barrels of meats. And, oh, my God, it's smoky and delicious. And everything bad has ever happened to you is gone. And you're like, the world is right again. And woo! Boy, lock me up and throw away the key. This is some shit. I go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a stupidly aggressive. Now, here's the crazy part. I don't know about you guys. It doesn't still. It's not boozy.
No.
This is a sneak up on you get butt fucked.
Oh, yeah. This will really fuck you up.
This is that late night rib tickle right here.
You need a rape whistle with this beer.
You need to call Uber with this beer. Like, you can't be behind a wheel
and
with
carry a rape whistle.
And a rape whistle. You need, like, to get your Marisha Hargitay handbook. Guys, this beer is stupidly, aggressively, over-complex, deliciousness. You beer snobs out there.
I'm
holy shit. I'm sorry. It's my show. You should have claimed
it.
You
my beer. No.
Was. You signed the contract. No, we're just kidding, guys. This thing, you know what it also tastes like? Like bourbon-soaked Tootsie Roll.
Yeah, you get chocolate, you get that bourbon. Oh. There's lots of, like, I get the coffee on the back end. It's still sitting in my mouth.
And it's sweet enough to not be offensive.
Yeah.
Because Frank has not put it back down. He's a man not a lot about a lot of sweet.
I'm still just trying to get more notes.
Alicia, your turn. I do apologize, guys. I got, whoa, my dick literally got hard drinking this beer.
I'm sure it did.
Ooh, I mean, man.
No, you're right. You definitely get that bourbon. It's in there, which makes me love it even more. You get a lot of, like, that figgy, pruny, datey flavor that you guys were talking about. Chocolate, caramel, everything that you want, and a very good, yummy, tasty stout.
It tastes thick. It tastes sticky. But the texture's not. It's phenomenal, and it's
it coats your palate. It coats your palate really very well. But it doesn't. It's not like a forever lingering.
Right. All right, Frank.
All right. I agree with what both of you guys are saying. I'm just going real easy sips. Just trying to see if I can pull more out of it. It's creamy. It's got a butteriness to it.
Mm-hmm. Almost like on the lips.
I was thinking more on like the back of the tongue. almost coconutty.
A little bit, yeah, you're right. A little bit of coconut. Yeah,
to me, it's got that coconutty butterness to it. It's not like a stick of butter.
No, I know what you're saying. Like you know,
like coconut oil.
Yeah, lots of chocolate, lots of coffee, and bitter. It's definitely bitter. This is not for. I would say it's not even for the medium beer drinker who's had a few high ABVs before.
No,
this is barely for me to be. Totally honest.
Well, why is that? Is it because of, like, what makes it, okay, you know I would sit on this all day and mm-hmm. I, you know me, and high ABVs, that's my shit. So what is it that you're saying that's almost not you? I mean, you're going to enjoy yourself with it, but what is it about it that says, Frank, no.
I think this is a beer that if you're not careful, you're going to get more than white girl wasted.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because for...
Wait, what are you saying?
That that's why I can't keep it.
Right.
I got it.
So, that's why, like, I shared it.
You guys are saying that you're not... It wasn't boozy to you. For me, it was super boozy.
Okay.
Like burning in the back, astringent, boozy. Not that that's a bad thing. I was expecting that.
Right. I think for me, I've done so many high ABV, more than 15%. I think I've pretty much been desensitized for that burn. Now, you've seen me. I'm like, whoa, this is almost like you've been drinking a particular whiskey all your life. And yeah, it's a little astringent, but you're so used to it, you don't give it a second thought. But this is an amazing beer. So, guys, we're going to go ahead and move on to our grades. And we'll start off with the lady who brought this beer, Alicia. What do you have on this? And why?
I'm giving this a 5.0, and I don't do that often.
No, you don't. We learned you like tank, though.
It's very complex. I like my big, dark, full stouts, and that sounds really bad.
No, it doesn't. You didn't say big, bold, black dicks.
This is true.
You said stouts. You're fine.
No, I love a dark stout. I love sitting down and having something that you do have to nurse, you do have to sip on, because it's something that you have to respect.
Right.
And this is definitely a beer that you can't just slosh back or share with somebody who doesn't understand or drink beer.
I'd be pissed if I gave this beer to somebody like, ugh. I'd have to really end that friendship. Like, you didn't even give it a chance.
I had somebody give this to me for free. You think I purchased this?
Oh, my God.
Exactly. I know. Hey, congratulations on that shit. Shout out to the gentleman or lady who gave Miss Alicia this beer. Huge shout out. Hopefully she licked your taint, guy or girl. Frank, what do you got, brother?
I think you can't not rate it a 5. This is one of those just chance. It's one of those chance encounters. It's epic. I mean, it really is. And I think Alicia described it perfectly. It's something that you want to spend a night with.
Yes.
Just pouring, snifter glasses, maybe a quarter of the way full. And nice and easy.
We got more than half a bottle still. Oh, yeah. And that's gonna on the show, that usually lasts us a 750 ml bottle, a wine bottle, would last us on the show on Periscope. Easy 2 hours.
Yeah.
Easy 2 hours. Unless we had to really go, then we'll suck it down. Or we've done it before. We've bagged the beer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually have two other beers we couldn't finish. They were that good, and we bagged them. So we have a bagging system. Mm-hmm. And we have a, what was that beer that we had? It was the 17%. It was the, it was the Higher Math.
Yeah, Higher Math.
And that was a, it was a 12-ounce bottle, and
17%.
And we couldn't finish it.
Yeah.
I know.
And that
I
was
had, like,
yeah.
this much, and I was like,
yeah.
Yeah, and it reminds me of that. It reminds me of Higher Math. It reminds me of Dogfish Head 120. Just absolute epic creation by these guys. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
I'm almost speechless.
I understand. For me, I already gave my grade, but I'll do it again. It's a hands down 5+. That's the highest we can go on the show allotted. It's beyond complex, but yet it's simple. It's aggressive, but it's not. Matter of fact, this beer, the reason why it gets the 5+, not a lot of beers command your attention.
Yeah.
This beer says, nope, you will not polish me off, and you will not drink me ice cold. You will
respect me.
It's like, you're gonna pull them panties to the side, and you're gonna let me all up in that. And you're going to go like this, yes, daddy. No, this beer is just phenomenally great, guys. A 5+. Everything that I said before, I don't want to repeat myself. There's no need to go back and forth repeating yourself in a merry-go-round. Guys, this beer is stupid sick. Hands down. And Alicia, we really want to thank you for this particular beer. This is really great. And you know what? You don't even have to lick our taints after this. Paid for it. This paid for your way in, guys.
Well, I appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. So, guys, we're going to go ahead and do our closing arguments, and we'll get you guys out of here. We really do appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. All right, guys. It's at the end of the show, guys. We want to thank Alicia for hanging out with us. Frank, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
My pleasure, my friend.
We want to give a huge shout out to the network for chilloverradio.net. We are very appreciative of all the things you allow us to do, and we want to give a huge shout out to everyone on Periscope that's literally watching us live right now. Also, at the end of this podcast, when you guys are all done, head over to obsbeers.com. Get all over the place. All of our social media's on there. All of our t-shirts, and we, matter of fact, two new spots came up. We now have fan art, which we actually, people are sending us things they make for us. I even frame them.
I saw some stuff. It was cool.
And then, of course, the part that I hate, but the memes.
Memes.
The people screenshot us on Periscope. They make a fucked up meme, and we show it, guys. There's no holds bar on that. We don't mind, unless it's just really, really bad. Then, of course, we can't show it. But, you know, you can't have Frank sitting there and then a dick's going to his mouth. Well, maybe. I might show that. everybody, we just want to say thank you guys for hanging in with us. We really do appreciate the downloads. We really appreciate the likes, the subscriptions, the comments, the interaction. We want to just hands down say thank you, thank you, thank you. Even though we offend, it's all with love. Just like your favorite uncle before you go to sleep. All right, Frank, go ahead and give Alicia our rules of what we do here for our closeout, and then I'll throw the variable in.
So the way we work it is you get to ask two questions. So one for Key, one for me. Can't be the same. I would like to include the barrel roll.
Okay.
Because I have a specific question I want to ask.
All right.
And that's the way it'll work. So I can ask you a question. Anything you want.
Yep, anything you want. Any scenario. Yep. Okay. Throw the beer in there. Damn, you took my variable off. All right. Because I was going to take a beer out. Because we all raved about one beer. But that's okay. No variable. Okay, fine. I can't do that one. Fine. Okay, very nice. So, Frank, you can start her off.
Okay.
And you can go to pick anyone you want. What's your question?
Key.
What it do?
Barrel roll.
Yep.
In my butt. Pit it against...
I would do a fucking red enema bag party with this.
Snap. Put it against 2015 Black Tuesday.
Oh, son of a bitch. Oh, that's a really good one. That one, the 2015 Black Tuesday by the brewery was 20%. And this one's 18.5. Fuck. All right. Can't remember that one. Hold on. You're pitting me against it. What are you asking exactly?
What do you prefer?
Okay, I'll give you a two-part answer. Can I do that?
Sure.
I would still go with the Black Tuesday 20%.
Because I know the Black Tuesday is your favorite beer.
Well, stacked up against this, this is now number two.
Right.
That one's more complex and more aggressive, and it has the profile on the Black Tuesday is a lot more descriptive. Like, you literally can break it apart.
Right.
This one, because of the stickiness to it and the... I'm reading it here, it says maple syrup, and I completely overlooked that. This has... You can go one way or the other with this. And it's a little bit more sweeter than the other one. You know me, I like aggression on my darkness, on my stouts, you know. Now, as far as appearance-wise, I think Hangar 24 beats them by the labeling.
Okay.
Because the brewery's labels all pretty much look the same.
Right.
Yeah, it's the same standard format on their labels, which, by the way, guys, if you guys are watching this on Periscope, there actually is a wall full of the brewery, which is my number one go-to brewery personally. But this label here says something. It's barrel roll, 18%. It's like old. If you look at their label, it looks like an old wanted poster. Visually, it's more appealing, but... if I had to stack it up against the Black Tuesday still would win.
Okay.
But this is still phenomenal. And to be honest with you, I hate you for that question. All right. Well, okay. It's my turn.
Sure.
Alicia.
Yeah.
Out of all these beers sitting here, right, we got five beers on the show. If you were to, let's say, do something horrible, I don't know, off the entire family in your house, like a Lizzie Borden thing with an axe, which beer would you suck down to get it, to get the job done, but you must leave out the barrel roll?
Shit.
If you were I'm about to do this.
If I had to leave out the barrel roll, it'd probably be the Bam beer. Because it's a nice, smooth, I could suck that back, no problem. Have a nice buzz going before I did it, and hopefully not feel guilty about doing it after.
Fair enough. All right, so now, Alicia, it's your turn, so you can bat it to any one of us.
Oh, but I'm not good at this.
Ask any question you want. It could be crusty, it could be fucked up.
Whatever you
want
to do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you like your beer bottoms, Keith.
Oh, yes,
you're a beer bottom boy.
I'm a beer bottom boy.
Which beer would you put in your bottom?
Oh, that's really easy. The barrel roll, I already said earlier. I'm get a red enema party and clean me out and get fucked up. Do you know that your rectum is the most absorbent part of your body? You put an 18.5% in your butt? Holy shit. All right, so Frank. All right, so I got you right now, Frank.
Oh, it's your question.
Yeah, because she batted it to me.
Go.
I'm pretty much, well, I think this will be my second one then, and I'm out.
Yep.
All right, Frank.
Yep.
Based upon all the different types of beers you have ever experienced, which one of these beers, and this is including the barrel roll, would you literally pour out for the homies? Do you understand the reference?
Yeah, I understand.
For those that don't understand the reference, you would pour out your beer out of respect for a dead person. So he's pouring one out for the homies. Which one of these beers would you pour out for the homies out of respect? Don't disrespect the homies, Frank.
Yeah, I know. It would have to be barrel roll.
Barrel roll for the homies?
I couldn't do it.
I would literally have to, like, why he's pouring it, slide underneath it with a cup, like, you motherfucker.
You know what?
If I had to choose out of them, I would do the stochastic, the
stone.
Well, hold on, let Frank finish.
Anyway.
If you're pouring out for the homies...
The way you say it is so white. Oh, my God.
I am super white.
Holy shit. I love you, Frank.
So if we're pouring it out for the homies, it's a sign of respect, right?
Yep.
And great respect. And I think that out of all of these, barrel roll demands respect.
Right.
And I think it's made fun of in the movies and stuff like that. But I think to some people, it's actually a very special moment. Right. And I think barrel roll is a very special beer.
And to be honest with you, your homies are dead. You quit wasting beer on the show. No, you're right, though. No, you're absolutely right. And fuck, I like this beer so much. I'm glad we need another one, like ASAP. All right, so Frank, you got another one in you. I'm out.
All right, Alicia.
Oh, quick question before you ask them. Somebody right there, what is that? JCS94 says, you guys drink Modelo, Negro Modelo.
He said Negro Modelo, which is different than what you're going to go with.
No, with the regular Modelo thing, right?
No, Negro Modelo. Negro Modelo is a different beer.
Yeah, wait.
We're drinking Modelo.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So a week from today, we're actually, we're not going to podcast that night. Key and I are doing a fundraiser where we will split a 24-pack case of warm Modelo.
Yeah, it's going to be gross.
Warm Modelo.
Great.
So, Alicia, excluding the barrel roll,
yeah,
which of the other four surprised you the most?
Honestly, I think the Bam Beer one did. Just because I was expecting something a little bit more ale, a little bit heavier, something possibly a little bit closer to a brown ale, and it came off completely fruity and delicious.
Right. Okay.
Fair enough. All right, I think she's got one more in her.
Oh, sure. Okay.
I meant a question, not anything else. Alicia, I have a question to ask you.
Yeah.
Are you bored at all with anything we're doing right now? Are you bored? Are you having?
I'm never bored.
Fair enough, guys, ladies and gentlemen.
I hang out with a dude with tattoos on his head who likes to watch people lick tank.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
That's true.
I like how she left Frank out of that whole equation. Frank, you're not important, buddy.
That's not true.
It's fucked
Frank's
up.
Frank's the one who made me admit to licking taints. That's the other problem. No.
Next on SVU, Frank got the taint ticklers.
So, Frank, what's your secret plan to stealing the Jolly Pumpkin beer for the night?
Oh, that's easy. I'll just fucking take it.
But what if I run faster than you?
Oh, you won't.
That's a great question.
Because I'm motivated. I am motivated, so.
I would have to have a better plan.
Yeah, I think so. You'd have to catch me.
I have a car.
As do I.
Hashtag dick burglar. All right, guys. We want to go ahead and say thank you. hashtag dick burglar. It was a great bit we did on the show on shenanigans. All right, guys. We're going to get out of here in just a moment. I'm going to let Frank tell you where you can find us, support us, show us the love, and maybe the next time that we're on, you might want to be there live. So, Frank. Give it to them. Say, pour it out for the homies one more time.
Pour it out for the homies.
I love that shit.
So, first and foremost, thanks to chilloverradio.net for letting us do our thing on here. We love you guys. We really appreciate what you do for us to be able to present this show in the manner that it's presented. So, big thanks to you guys. I'd pour barrel roll out for Chill Lover Radio. So, also, check us out at obsbeers.com. We've got thousands of beer reviews. Thousands and thousands of beer reviews. It's
scary how many beers we've done.
It's shocking. If you go in and see what we're doing, it really is staggering. The amount of reviews that are being done. Check us out on Periscope at OBS Beers. Check us out on YouTube, OBS Beers. Check us out on Facebook, OBS Beers. Check out Key constantly dropping his vape. Check us out on Snapchat, OBS Beers. We do a bit on Friday night with our shenanigans show after this that if you follow us, you may be randomly called. So definitely check us out on Periscope. That's probably our biggest medium. We're on there
every fucking day.
So 7 days a week.
Absolutely. All right, guys. We had a great time with you guys. We'll catch you guys next time. And hey, beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
She should know that. Like you don't know the new outro? You do. He's gonna sit over there, look all pretty and cute.
I was just gonna let Frank do it.
Should we try that again?
Let's do it one more time.
Please do.
Ladies and gentlemen from around the world, beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
Great. All right, bye, fuckers.
See you next time.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.